We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, Moneypenny and I have decided we need to have a word with somebody back in the news center there, because they kept saying in that story, they kept mentioning the library. And, of course, here in the South, everybody knows that is an incorrect pronunciation. It should, of course, be library. Right? Isn't that right? By the way, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
What day of the week is it?
Hardly thrilling.
It's thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling subject.
You don't sound thrilled about it.
All right, fine. I'm thrilled. Okay, thrilled.
Oh, great.
It's just Thursday.
Thursday
is more than just another Thursday.
All right, then.
Come on, thrill me, chill me.
Showtime.
Here we go. Show is getting underway here on Thursday. A little hot here, Moneypenny. Crank me down just a hair. Thank you. That's better. I guess whoever was working in here last night left the microphone a little bit too high. Great to have you along. Here we go. It is the penultimate workday of the week edition of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. Great to have you along as always. And here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text message, that would be the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line you are seeking, and that number is 71307. And my email address, Bob at 1063WORD.com. In fact, in on the, texter says, that's a library. Yeah, right, library, right. Hey, Bobby, I missed the big announcement yesterday because of work. Any chance for a repeat? Yeah, happy to be able to let you know that we have added to our audio footprint. We've had a problem with a while with our signal being kind of, shaky, would be one way to put it. As you go west-southwest down towards Anderson. So we have added a new frequency where you can hear all the WORD programming in Anderson. It is 101.5 FM. So those of you that live up here, by up here I mean, you know, Greenville, Spartanburg, or I should say work up here and live in Anderson, as you're going back down 85, where 106.3 starts to fade out, just switch over to 101.5 and you'll have as clear as a bell. All right. President last night letting him have it in Louisiana. President Trump at a campaign rally unloading on whistleblower attorney Mark Zaid after a Fox News article that came out yesterday that we talked about on the show revealed that Mr. Zaid had tweeted about the beginning of a coup against the president back in 2017, using that word. The president extensively quoted from the article, he just about read the whole thing, which reported that Zaid has long been calling for Trump's impeachment, even promising 2 years ago, quote, "We will get rid of him." Zaid asserted in his social media posts that the coup, again, his word, would occur in many steps. Well, isn't that coincidental, since we've already had the Mueller investigation, lights on, nobody home, and immediately following that, now we've got Ukraine? Mr. Zaid now represents the intelligence community whistleblower. That would be, what's the guy's name, Eric Chamarella. Not supposed to say that. See, because the leftists are all claiming that we are putting Mr. Chamarella and his entire family and friends and associates and dog in mortal jeopardy by releasing his name. Well, look, if this guy was a real whistleblower, we wouldn't be revealing his name. But he is not. guaranteed the whistleblower protections that normally entail with this kind of effort, not when you have a meeting with your political enemies, Donald Trump's political enemies, that would be, Adam Bullschiff. You have a meeting with him and his staff to get guidance on how you should proceed. And, of course, they advise him, well, you need to go the whistleblower route because that way we can protect your identity and you won't be cross-examined. Hey, there's always a rationale behind this. Zaid now represents, and Fox News, by the way, has told all their newscasters, don't say the individual's name. Like everybody in Washington, look, if I know the guy's name in the upstate of South Carolina, you think everybody in Washington doesn't know it? They know two things in Washington. They know who the whistleblower is. It's Eric Chamarella, whatever his name is. And they also know that Epstein did not commit suicide. Okay, they know both of those things. Zaid now represents the intelligence community whistleblower at the center of Democrats' impeachment inquiry against the president. The whistleblower has alleged that earlier this year, oh, we know what he alleges. We don't need that. Holding a printout of the Fox News story, the president last night in Louisiana said, Democrats must be accountable for their hoaxes and their crimes. I don't know if you saw it. I'm just coming off the plane and they hand me, look at this character. They just handed me this story. Coup has started, whistleblower attorney said in 2017. Now, that was a long time ago, the president added. It's all a hoax. They say January 2017, a coup has started, and the impeachment will follow ultimately. It's all a hoax. It's a scam. And you know who helps him? These people back here, the media. They're not media. They're propagandists. That's all they are. Calling Zaid, quote, a sleazeball. This guy knows how to hit back. I'll give him that. Calling Zaid a sleazeball, Trump further noted that Zaid had declared CNN would play a role in impeaching him. Fox News reported hours before the rally that in July 2017, Zaid tweeted, I predict CNN will play a key role in Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president. And amid a slew of impeachment-related posts, Zaid assured his Twitter followers that as one falls, two more will take their place, apparently referring to Trump administration employees defying the White House. Can you believe this? The president asked. Just came out. It's a disgrace. These are bad people. They rip the guts out of our country. Reached by Fox News as Trump spoke, Zaid declined to comment. Surprised the tweets hadn't been deleted. But, you know, can't think of everything. With the stars of the reality TV show Duck Dynasty in attendance, the president in the northern Louisiana city of Monroe, boosting Republican businessman Eddie Rispone, or Risponi, one of the, I think it's Rispone, in his effort to keep Democrat John Bel Edwards from a second term as governor. In a crimson state, that would be a red state, Trump won by 20 percentage points. You know, they got it backwards, too. Red should be the color of these commie progressive socialist Marxists, not conservative Americans who believe in liberty and not tyranny. We're going to change that, but it's, I guess, way too far down the road. Quarter after three here on the Bobby Mac Show, I jokingly referred to Jeffrey Epstein, well, a couple of times already. If you happen to be in the San Diego International Airport yesterday, a curious message popped up. And you know how they do the paging announcements? You know, Bob McClain, Eastern Airlines paging Bob McClain. You know, it's like airplane, you know, white courtesy phone. Well, somebody hacked it yesterday. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show and tell you about it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kind of a wintry-looking day outside here on this Thursday afternoon, the penultimate workday of the week. The Bobby Mac Show here on 106.3 WORD and now 101.5 in Anderson. In on the text line, Bobby, Confederate forces were generally red on the maps and Union troops were blue, but I agree. I was always taught better dead than red back in the day. Bobby, as you probably know, on military maps, the enemy is always marked in red. The media started this as the red state, blue state stuff because they view conservatives as the enemy. Been saying that for years. Yeah, the guy that used to host the Meet the Press was the guy that came up with that. Bobby, I sure wish that the Republicans would learn to be just 1% as cunning and ruthless as the Democrats. Can you ever imagine they're going after Obama the same way the Dems are going after Trump? Bobby, how about sending some of that new signal towards Hendersonville? We need it. Yeah, I know. It's actually, Hendersonville is not a real part of our coverage area, but we kind of bounce up there, and we're happy that we do. Bobby, you're excuse me. You are substantially understating things when you describe your previous Anderson signal as shaky. It was downright shiffy. That's bad. That's bad from Tony in Pickens. Bobby Mack, these Mark Zaid tweets are like, you're trying to get the goods on a gang of bank robbers who pulled off a string of heists. Then you find a spiral-bound type double-space detailed plan, which just happened to matches the routes, timelines, and MOs of the bank robberies perfectly. Oh, and by the way, it's all signed by each of the perps using their real names. From Alan R. in Spartanburg. Bobby, let's call him what he is, a lying, leaking weasel. Yeah, there you go. Bobby, what do Epstein and Christmas tree lights have in common? They can't hang themselves. There you go. Speaking of which, Tuesday, San Diego International Airport, a strange message appeared on a paging sign. It immediately went viral on Twitter. Over 145,000 views, more than 4,000 shares, hundreds of comments. When the paging system put up a note that said, "Airport is paging Epstein cover-up. Please meet your party at Terminal 2 East by American Airlines. Airport is paging Epstein cover-up. Please meet your party at Terminal 2 East by American Airlines. The Twitter user who shared a video clip said, I have no idea who Epstein cover-up is, but he was just paged at the airport. In response, a spokesperson for the airport described the note, thought to be about, Jeffrey Epstein, as a mistake, and that an employee was involved. Oh, my. Disciplinary action is in order, sure to follow. Quote, San Diego International Airport's paging system is a vital communication resource for airport users in a sometimes busy, hectic environment. Airport users depend on this system to reach loved ones or receive notifications in a timely manner. In this instance, our employee made a mistake. Oh, no, he or she didn't. That was no mistake. They knew exactly what they were doing. Steps are being taken. Uh-oh. Steps are being taken to avoid such mistakes in the future. Yeah, by hiring only good little robot liberals that have access to the message board at San Diego International Airport. I kind of remind you of, Captain Clarence Over.
Captain Over, white courtesy phone. Captain Clarence Over, white courtesy phone. No, the white phone.
This is Captain Over.
One moment for your call from the Mayo Clinic. Captain Over, white courtesy phone. Captain Clarence Over.
I've got it.
Thank you. Go ahead with your call.
This is Dr. Brody at the Mayo Clinic.
There's a passenger on your Chicago flight 209er, a little girl named Lisa Davis, en route to Minneapolis. She's scheduled for a heart transplant. We'd like you to tell her mother that we found a donor an hour ago.
We have the heart here, ready for surgery. We must have the recipient on the operating table within 6 hours.
I want you to make sure that she's kept in a reclined position and that a continuous watch is kept on her IV. Also,
it's very important that she remain calm.
Excuse me, this is the operator, Captain Over. I have an emergency call for you on line 5 from a Mr. Ham.
All right, give me Ham on 5. Hold the mail.
Airport is paging Epstein cover-up. Please meet your party at Terminal 2 East by American Airlines. I've got it. Thank you. I mean, all these years later, it's still funny. Which reminds me, Moneypenny, we're not that far away from the great turkey drop. The greatest promotion in radio history is right around the corner.
Well, yesterday was actually the anniversary of it.
Oh, yeah, the broadcast of it? Yeah. Yeah, classic. What a classic. To the phones we go. A leadoff batter today is Mike, who is in Pickens. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack, how are you doing?
So far, so good.
All right. I just wanted to have a little bit of a discussion on Senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh, boy.
So about a week ago, or maybe even a week and a half ago now, him and Mitch McConnell, put together that Senate resolution condemning the whole impeachment process.
Boy, that's caused the Democrats to just ground to a halt, hasn't it?
Really.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking a little deeper into that. Now, any media relations expert is going to tell you that in order to any financial or major crisis or anything big, you've got to be way out front.
You bet.
On the issue, right?
You've got,
in order to shape the narrative, why did it take Senator Graham 5 weeks? 5 weeks to finally issue the resolution. So my contention is, by doing so, he has let the socialist frame the narrative, and he has done great harm to our country and our president.
Yeah, I would. I would concur. Look, I don't know who came up with it. I think it was either on Twitter or on Facebook. There was something about complaining about Lindsey along the lines that you suggest, Mike. And they referred to Lindsey as Senator Talker. And I thought, boy, you know, that's exactly right. Because, you know, he gets up and he pontificates and he comes up with his phony outrage after, a dozen years of telling us how the borders need to be open because a white birth rate is not high enough to support low-income workers for all these corporations that he's a toady for. And that's all that Lindsey does is talk.
That's exactly right.
The guy's the head of the Judiciary Committee, is he not?
He is. But you noticed he recently announced that he's going to turn it back over. He's going to step down. But isn't that convenient? As a friend of the Democrats, he does not want any part. When it gets rough and tumble and he's required to look into his Democrat friends in terms of the 2016 election, he doesn't want any part of it. So he's just backing right out so that he doesn't have – because he's a friend of the Democrats.
Sure
he
is. Which is why he keeps getting reelected. Why should any Democrat in South Carolina waste their vote for some Democrat senatorial candidate that has no chance when they have a guy in Washington who does their bidding 90% of the time anyway?
if you look at his donations, his campaign donations, guess where it's coming from? A lot of it, California.
Right.
I mean, he's a 4-year Democrat and a 2-year quasi Republican.
Yeah, too true.
So anyway, thanks for the time and have a great show.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call very much. There's one more thing about Mike mentioned Lindsey saying he's going to step down from Judiciary. Give that committee chairmanship back to Senator Grassley from Iowa, and then Lindsey would go over to the Finance Committee. There's kind of an arrogant elitist assumption in that. He's talking about after the election. So he's just assuming he's going to be back in there? At the very least, Mr. LaPierre may have something to say about that. He's going to primary Lindsey. We're going to have him on the show before long here, too. I think Tara's had him on already. 3:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back. Annie's ready to go in the news center here on Thursday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, here on the Bobby Mac Show. 23 before 4 o'clock now, in on my text line, 71307. This is good. Bobby, Chick-fil-A honoring veterans tonight. Excuse me, from 5 until 8 p.m., 659 Fairview Road in Simpsonville. 20% of the sales go towards Honor Flight. More than one location will be doing this, and veterans will be on site. That's good. That's Chick-fil-A Simpsonville on Fairview Road, 5 to 8 tonight. Bobby, I'm shocked that John Bolton didn't show up this morning on Capitol Hill to trash President Trump. That surprised me. Yeah, it did me a little bit as well. But I'm sure the White House reached out to Ambassador Bolton and said, hey, look, you're not under subpoena. You don't have to go. As his attorney said, well, we never received a subpoena from all because they don't have subpoena power. The way they've been doing it, all they can do is send a letter asking people to come down and testify. And, of course, using executive privilege, the White House is going to not allow that to happen. Take part in their own destruction. They help them with their hoax. Bobby, if that local multi-million-dollar lottery winner, that was billion-dollar lottery winner, ever had a cause, if you happen to be listening, please, please, money bomb any viable Republican opponent of Lindsey Graham in this upcoming election. I think you mean money bomb Lindsey whoever is primarying him. Thanks for reminding me, Bob. I was all set to vote for Sleepy Uncle Joe in the Democrat primary. Now I have to waste my vote for Uncle Joe to vote against Lindsey in the Republican primary. Well, we're not going to have a presidential primary on the GOP side, though. Either way, I have a feeling I'm going to lose. Speaking of Democrats, it appears to me the attention that I have been paying to the polling data that's out there that creepy Uncle Joe plugs Biden, the hair sniffer of little girls, likes to sneak up behind him and sniff their hair. Wow. It appears that his support is slipping, how should I put it? Oh, I know, exponentially.
Increasing exponentially.
Top 1% and 2% have done exponentially better.
Well, corporate profit has been up over exponentially.
Their profits have gone up exponentially.
It's going to be up exponentially.
When you register it, the likelihood of it being used diminishes exponentially.
Well, thank you, creepy Uncle Joe. That's fine as far as it goes, with one exception. There is no such word as exponentially.
You moron.
You moron.
Did you, by chance, creepy Uncle Joe, mean exponentially? Rather than exponentially? exponentially. Is exponentially a word even?
I don't think so, stupid.
I don't think so either. Exponentially. But that's what you get, you know, from a guy who graduated 58th out of 62 in his law school class, all the while claiming he was in the top percentile. Meantime, this alleged gossip blower, you can't be a whistleblower if you don't have direct knowledge of what you're whistleblowing about. Otherwise, you are a gossip blower. Alleged whistleblower Eric Cairamella, Cairamella, I believe it's pronounced Cairamella, worked closely with anti-Trump dossier hoaxer, reports Breitbart. Eric Cairamella, whom Real Clear Investigations suggests as the likely so-called whistleblower, was part of an Obama administration email chain celebrating the eventual signing of a $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee to Ukraine. That and other emails show Cairamella interfaced about Ukraine with individuals who played key roles in facilitating the infamous anti-Trump dossier produced by Fusion GPS and financed by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democrat National Committee. One of those individuals, then Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs, Victoria Nuland, received updates on Ukraine issues from the dossier's author, fiction writer Christopher Steele, in addition to Nuland's direct role in the dossier controversy. Also, part of the email chain, Christopher J. Anderson, special advisor to former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker. He's one of those who testified in the Star Chamber proceedings that Adam Bullschiff has been conducting. Anderson testified to the Democrat-led House committees running the impeachment inquiry. Ciaramella's name comes up in six Obama-era government emails released by the State Department as part of two previous FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests. At the time of the exchanges, Ciaramella served as the Director for Baltic and Eastern European Affairs for the Obama-era National Security Council, where he worked on, what else? Ukraine policy. He is now an analyst at CIA. Well, how nice for him. What do you know? This guy now has connections to Ukraine as well. He is a, I think he's from Connecticut, private school kid, Yaley. And he's now some punk analyst at Langley. Yeah. He probably took the place at Langley as an analyst of Marie Scharf. You remember her? She moved over to the State Department, opened that job up. She's the one that said that ISIS was only beheading infidels because they didn't have jobs. Yeah, these are the people that were running the country under Obama. Swell. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side, what Fox News is telling its news anchors and anchorettes about the whistleblower's identity. Be right back. Now, here's an interesting question. Ambassador Bolton did not testify before any of the Bullschiff committee hearings today, and yet Drudge still has the headline up in big red letters, Bolton to defy White House, testify. What, so are they asleep at the switch? They just haven't updated to keep up with current events? Or are they more likely, in my estimation, now continuing their effort to push the leftist agenda? In on the text line, Bobby, progressive soy boy bureaucrat by day, super leaker by night. It's the whistleblower. Yeah, new superhero. Bobby, have you heard of Lindsay's Republican challenger, Michael LaPierre? I have. I read about him online. He's a Christian, so I know they will aggressively go after him. You better believe it. Bobby, Biden was always in the top 10% of his class if it was done alphabetically. Correct. Bobby, maybe Plugs Biden has his dentures on his mind after that embarrassing debate performance, you know, Expo Dentury. Nine before four. Let's go to more and bring in Ron here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. I was just calling to kind of correct you. What was that word you said now? I just kind of that Biden used and
exponentially.
Okay, that is a word in a liberal dictionary.
Oh, well,
it's right. It's right after the word. Expialidocious.
You know,
okay.
You're right. Hey, when you're right, you're right, Ron. You know, I stand corrected. I made the faux pas of forgetting to take a look at the official Liberals dictionary before I was highly critical of Plugs. misusing, not just on one occasion. I mean, he does. He obviously doesn't know the word is exponentially, but as you correctly pointed out, Ron, in correcting me, exponentially is to be found in the liberal lexicon. So there you go.
There you go. right under expialidocious.
That's right. Thank you, Ron. You know, look, we try and deal in facts and truth on this show, and when we make a mistake, we're not above correcting ourselves. Big headline at Breitbart: Fox News management forbids hosts from using alleged name of Ukraine whistleblower. Well, wait a minute, this headline is wrong. It should be forbids hosts from using the name of the alleged Ukraine whistleblower. Don't they have alleged in the wrong place? Ah. English teachers these days must be absolutely pulling their hair out by the roots. You know, between exponentially. Fox News channel management have ordered network hosts to refrain from using the alleged name of the so-called whistleblower, reported to be Eric Ciaramella. Notice Breitbart uses his name that Fox doesn't. Who sparked the House Democrats' partisan impeachment investigation into President Trump, according to a report. CNN Business, there's a source that I'm likely to trust every time. CNN Business states that while some Fox News personalities want to use a name reportedly linked to the whistleblower complaint, bosses have warned against the move. On October 31st, an unnamed executive emailed staff that the network had not, quote, independently confirmed the name or identification of the anonymous whistleblower and advised to not, N-O-T in caps, fulfill any video or graphic requests in connection to the so-called whistleblower's identity. The demand from Fox News management to staff includes some of the network's most high-profile personalities, suggesting that hosts were to follow the guidelines. Judge Janine told viewers she and other employees apparently can't say Taramella's name. Other hosts claimed they had confirmed independently that the name being bandied about is the actual name of the whistleblower. Hannity saying, you know what, I'll play the game for a little bit. I'll take the lawyer's threats that they're going to sue me. It wouldn't go anywhere. Last week, a Real Clear Investigations report suggested Ciaramella, a CIA analyst, is the so-called whistleblower. Even before the Real Clear Investigations report, his name had been floating around circles of political observers and social media. Eric Ciaramella, whom Real Clear Investigations suggest is the likely so-called whistleblower, was part of an Obama administration email chain celebrating the eventual signing of a $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee to Ukraine. Would that be the same $1 billion guarantee that then Vice President Joe Biden threatened Ukraine with? Is it a quid pro quo for Joe Biden to go around bragging? Yeah, I told him there in Ukraine, you know, I'm leaving in 6 hours. And if you guys don't fire this prosecutor who's looking into my kid being a member of the board of directors of this energy company, I'm going to see to it you don't get the $1 billion loan. That loan is the same one that this guy sent on the email chain? Boy, I'm telling you. What a web they weave when they practice to deceive. Second hour, the Bobby Mac Show is coming up on the other side. And speaking of Langley, there is a gentleman who's another former analyst at CIA, says John Brennan has got his fingerprints all over this whole business. That's next here on the Bobby Mac Show.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.